From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. William Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The four 19th congressional district candidates appeared together to answer questions for 1 hour September 20th in Kingston. U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican, Democrat Antonio Delgado, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield, and Independent Diane Neal spoke at the monthly breakfast meeting of the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce in front of about 300 people at the Best Western Plus Hotel. Faso tried to tie Delgado to House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. Delgado responded by saying that Faso is allied with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Greenfield and Neal said the attacks by Faso and Delgado against each other were proof that the partisanship has resulted in failed policies. Faso and Delgado differed greatly on health care, with Faso touting his vote to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and admonishing supporters of a possible single-payer solution. Both Greenfield and Neal spoke in favor of a single-payer system. Delgado accused Faso of not protecting insurance policyholders, but said he was not willing to support single-payer. He said, and I quote, "The notion that our current congressmen felt the need to take health care away from folks here increased those costs, a vote that, in fact, rolled back guaranteed protections," end quote. Delgado also took Faso to task for his support of the oil industry at a time when other energy producers are increasing employment opportunities. Faso said he has voted against bills that would hurt the environment and understands the impact of climate change. Greenfield said he comes closer than either Faso or Delgado to the impacts of climate change every time he responds to a call as a volunteer firefighter. Neal said those who question whether climate change is real need only to look at the migration of people from areas of the planet suffering through droughts. The general election will be held on November 6th, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Some Hudson residents are requesting the Hudson Development Corporation conduct its monthly board of directors meeting at a time when more people can attend. Currently, HDC holds the meeting at noon on the fourth Tuesday of the month. The residents argue it is not feasible for those who work during the day to attend at that time. As of late September 19th, a total of 86 people had signed an online petition at change.org calling for the meeting time to change. The creator of the petition, Hudson resident Charlie Sussman, said HDC is undemocratic. He said, and I quote, "Development corporations began decades ago because citizens felt that local governments were excluding them in important decision-making processes. As time has gone by, development corporations have been criticized for exactly the same thing," end quote. Residents and members of the HDC board recently clashed over a perceived lack of transparency, specifically around the $20 million development of the former Katz warehouse site in the city's first ward. HDC Board of Directors Chairman John Gilstrap said a noon meeting allows for HDC members with families to be home at 6 p.m. Sussman alleges the HDC failure to be open and above board in its dealings with the public go beyond its meeting time. He said, and I quote, "They have invoked executive session far too often, defying open meeting laws. They have tried to block valid FOIL requests," end quote. Gilstrap denied there was a lack of transparency. He said, and I quote, "I don't know how much more transparent we could be other than to have them come into my living room," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. Two residents have asked the Hillsdale Town Board to pave Wolf Hill Road, hoping to get relief for a situation they described as, and I quote, "an accident waiting to happen," end quote. Neighbors Gene Keeper and Mike Kadish made the plea during the public comments portion of the board's monthly meeting September 11th. Keeper and Kadish described Wolf Hill Road as dangerous, especially the section that intersects with Rodman Road, because it is unpaved, narrow, curvy, and hilly. Kuiper said, and I quote, "you can't see oncoming traffic," end quote. And without a posted speed limit on the road, drivers can travel at 55 miles an hour. Hillsdale has the most unpaved roads of all Columbia County towns. Supervisor Peter Chepkowski noted that many residents, and I quote, "like it that way," end quote, because it underscores the rural and agricultural characteristics of the area. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Robert Gabbin is reporting for the Times Union. A federal judge September 20th sentenced Joseph Prococo to 6 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release for soliciting $320,000 in bribes and exploiting his power as Governor Andrew Cuomo's former executive deputy secretary. In the Thurgood Marshall U.S. Courthouse in Lower Manhattan, Judge Valerie Caproni told Prococo during his sentencing, and I quote, "I see the motive for this crime as greed and arrogance. In terms of the nature and circumstances of the offense, there are few crimes that are more serious than a public official who takes a bribe," end quote. Prococo, 49, listened as the federal prosecutor described him as Cuomo's, and I quote, "enforcer," end quote, and asked the judge to send a message to corrupt officials. Prococo told the court he was sorry for his actions. He said, and I quote, "I live with the consequences every day of my life," end quote. Prococo will serve his time at the federal facility in Otisville, Orange County. He will report to federal prison on December 28th. In March, a jury found Prococo guilty of corruption for taking bribes from businessmen in two schemes, both of which involved payments to Prococo's wife. He is also convicted of honest services fraud, conspiracy to commit honest services fraud, and solicitation of bribes and gratuities. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.